Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Howard Chapman. I will be chairing the Public Services Committee. The first item on the agenda is call to order, and I call this meeting to order. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the June 6th. Second. Motion made and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, call for the question. All those in favor of approval of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item is public comments. Ask anyone who would like to make public comments for the Public Services Committee meeting, come forward and give us your name and address, and you have 2.5 minutes for discussion. Anyone for public comments? Seeing no one, we'll move on to item number 4, which is employee years of service recognition. And Mr. Weiss explains to me that the individuals have 5 years of public service recognition, but they prefer to stay on their route to get done early today. So I don't blame them. So we'll move on to budget review for the FY 2024 budget. Mr. Weiss.
Well, Mr. Chapman, I'll go ahead and give the highlights, and Andy knows the budget very well and can answer any specific questions on it. But overall, the no new positions are recommended to you in that department. However, you'll notice in the first line under salaries, that includes the wages and the wage plan that we have spoken of, which, as you know, is a 4% COLA, a 1% on average merit to all employees. And then we have specific adjustments above that for certain positions in the town that I mentioned to you last week. But as it affects public services, you know, that's your waste management division, your CDL drivers, positions like that. So that affects the salary line item, which is the majority of the increase. It's about $250,000. Overall, the budget is proposed to increase 3.7%. Contractual services, which is the very next page, has several adjustments to it. In fact, the budget is up almost $85,000, and that's a lot of that has to do with CPI, supply chain, economics hitting us here. As you very well know, Mr. Weiss's department handles a lot of our maintenance, and you're seeing the cost of maintenance, the cost of services for maintenance, the cost of products for maintenance. Those increases being shown here in contractual services. I would like to point out one other item in contractual, and that is, if you're on the page, it's about halfway down, it's number 11, and that's turf management. Sort of like with you heard at the last committee of movements to try to be as energy efficient as we can. In the same genre here is how we perform our turf management with the use of pesticides and weed chemicals and things like that, how to back away from those as best as possible. We've run into trouble here over the last several years. It's been a worthy endeavor, and what we found, and you can certainly speak to this at great length, what we found is these types of alternatives work much better in the Southwest and in the Northeast, in the northern part of the country, where the climates are just very different. Here, it's the weeds are growing, they're tough to stop.
They are.
And those products and those ways of doing business in this regard just don't seem to work well here. However, Clemson, no surprise to me, is at the forefront of this in this area, and we're working with them on and that's why you see 30,000 there, which is what we think it's going to take to get the expertise we need, trial periods and things like that. So that was something different, something newer than what is typically in the budget every year, like landscape maintenance and radio user fees and things like that. So, okay, that's contractual services. Fuel is up. We run a lot of diesel. It's up $64,000. And then a lot of the budget outside of wages for personnel and some of those other smaller things I mentioned is in your asset replacement, which has rollout carts and you know, replacements of street signs. And then on the CMP, which is page 114 and 115, some more of the exciting stuff, which includes, if you're on page 114, second line from the bottom, is the $1.6 million just in townwide facility maintenance. Our buildings, our facilities, that's a big move for us there. On the very next page, the second item under stormwater repair, there's the $1.5 million that I spoke of last week that goes to pipe replacement and maintenance. And so there's a good story to tell on the capital maintenance side of things. We also have $500,000 for dock maintenance and repair at Shem Creek. New vehicles, the details are on page 121. Significant amount of new equipment and new vehicles to support public services. And you'll see them all lined up. In fact, it's just for the public services department. That's the entire page on 121, page 121. 32 individual items. From very expensive things like the cost of new loaders, which run about $190,000 a piece. We have three scheduled in the budget, to brand new scows, two of them at $120,000 a piece. Those are part of the lease purchase that was mentioned to you, all the way down to mowers running at about $15,000 individually. So those are the highlights, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Any questions from members of the committee? I have one when you got to vehicles, and then I'm going to go back in terms of the salaries. I don't see any gators on here, but I know they're very important for the use of parks and recreation. Are we having trouble maintaining them? Because I understand we've got an issue at Park West where they're having to move some of the goals by hand, especially the larger ones, and the gators are not working. And maybe I'm bringing this up, and not sure whether you've got the answer, but I know from the standpoint of the staff that's working these many, many, many events we have each weekend, that that's a critical piece of equipment to help get that done. So,
sir, we actually have seven in there. That's what the MDX and HDXs are. It's a medium duty and a heavy duty. We use the Toro Workmans. So there's seven of them in the budget.
So we are replacing the ones that are having issues. That's
and great. A lot of our equipment, I mean, it seems like a lot with 32 pieces, but over the last couple of years, we haven't been able to get new equipment because of the supply chain issues and all that. Sure. So that's why there's so much, like seven of them. We wouldn't buy seven in a normal year, but we just haven't been able to get them.
That's great. My other question is, as you may recall, last year, you're nice enough to put in the drainage crew, and I wanted to know how that's working.
Yes, sir. It's worked out pretty well. We've kind of done some reorganizations within the infrastructure division, and we are running two ditch crews now, and staffing has been the challenge. And I'm happy to say that we're pretty much down to probably under probably close to about seven vacancies within the whole department, which we were up into the, you know, up to about 20. So as staffing has gotten better, we've been able to do more work with the ditches and all.
That's great. And then I guess finally, how are we on schedule for all of the construction work going on at the maintenance facility?
We're tracking pretty good, sir. Every time I go out there, I'm impressed with kind of what we're getting done. The actual building, they've poured the footers for the fleet maintenance building. All the pilings have been driven for the admin building. They've started working on the transfer yard and everything. So we're on schedule. I mean, it's still a 2-year build, so we're looking at fall 2024 for completion there, but it's coming along very well.
The transfer yard building, do we have, are we on schedule? How are we doing with that?
Yes, sir. As they did the site work, I guess in my mind, I thought the transfer building would be further along, but it's probably the less technical of the buildings. Therefore, it didn't need the big footers that the maintenance facility did. So I think we're on track for doing all that. We actually requested a DHEC. We amended our permit because where we were going to put the temporary transfer yard, we decided was too close to the fence and the neighbors. So we've kind of moved it on the property so it's less impactful to the neighbors
Great.
Behind it.
Thank you. Any other questions?
If I may, sir, I'd like to recognize them for some good work they did recently, if that's okay.
Sure.
Andy, you and your team, I appreciate what you guys have done on Long Point Road. I know my fellow council members, we got emails about the trash. Spoke to Mr. Moore, and I understand it may not necessarily be our responsibility, but thank you so much for the area y'all been to clean up so far, and just go above and beyond as we always do. It may not be ours, but our residents drive through there. Just kudos to you and your team. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. We've got what we can without closing the road. So we're working with the police department to get some blue lights out there so we can, and coordinate with DOT so we can try to get the other side clean in a safe manner.
Well, if DOT needs to know how to do it, tell them to call you. You guys have done a great job, and thank you so much for what you've done.
Yes, thank you. I've seen some of the correspondence, and that's great. That's great. And if you need any help contacting DOT, please let me know. Thank you. Are there any other items to come before the committee? Seeing none, we'll adjourn.
Andy, is there an award for